the Most High. Oh my God, Most High God.
All right, I'm just checking out this Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints website. You know, I used to remember, or I remember that they used to have these commercials, and we used to think they said Saturday of Saturday Saints. I don't know why I remember that, but Prophet embarks on 9 Pacific tour. What prophet? You know, I'm going to say something. The Bible warns us against these types of groups, and it's almost mind-blowing to me that there are so many groups who insist that they have the answer. The Bible tells us there will be no more prophets. Jesus was our last. And we have all of these groups that are built off of this notion that they have like this extra information. Jesus gave us the information. That which was in the Bible is what is within, that is our information. Now, I'm not saying that it's not possible for God to speak to somebody else or touch somebody else or give a message to somebody else. However, there are limits to that, and they are not so much so that there's going to be one person who has all this information, because one, God isn't just going to give the information to one person. He didn't give the information of the Bible to just one person. So all of these, like, these religions that bridge off of Christianity, off of their prophets or founder, and all these people who have the answer from God, who have all these answers from God, God isn't just going to give the answer to one person. There are many. There are many. What does the Bible say? It says where two or more are gathered, that is where I'll be. So we know that if the message is given to one person, that cannot be, right? We know that's true. So, okay, I digress. I get all sides. I get all excited. Okay. All right. Let's see what this says. Okay, we'll return to Utah. You know, they think that Jesus is coming to Missouri. I mean, Jesus will be everywhere, but I mean, that's a very specific place. Oh, and they got white people on. Couples married civilly now authorized for immediate temple marriage. They also had this belief for a very long time that black people were descendants of Cain. And the reason that black people's skin was dark is because they were cursed by the mark of God. And the mark of God is having dark skin. Only a devil, only Satan would think that dark skin is a curse. Dark skin is beautiful. Y'all got it twisted. Y'all got it very twisted. So, oh, look at that. It was a little Asian girl, or she looks Hawaiian or some kind of Samoan. Look at this. They got minorities on their page, but the leaders, of course, look like George Bush. Excuse me. I'm going to tell you something about what the Bible warns us about. So, let's look through this. And there's information I know on their website that they're not going to give. And that's all well and good. But I'll tell you what Jesus said. Because we know a lot of the stuff they do is in private. They have these temples that no one is allowed into. And they have little secret handshakes. And all these things are secret. And they say, well, it's not secret, it's sacred. And we don't talk about it. Okay, well, something that's sacred that you can't talk about is called a secret. That's definition of secret. So Jesus says, nothing that I do will be in secret. Let me find where it says that. Let's see. All right, John 18, verse 20. In secret, I have said nothing. Jesus had nothing in secret, okay? Let's read our Bible. So why do we have these religious groups that have things in secret? If even Jesus had no secrets, why do you? Okay, let's get into it. Let's see. Church Magazine, Teaching in the Savior's Way. Sabbath Day Resource. Okay. Teaching in the Savior. Okay, who's the Savior to them? Jesus Christ. Good. At least they got that right. Frequently Asked Questions. What's the difference between teacher council? No. Can we separate meetings? These are like very like not so exciting questions if you read them. I mean, don't you think people want to know, like, do you believe you get your own planet? Do you believe people live on the moon and on the sun? Like, those should be the frequently asked questions that should be addressed in their frequently asked question. Oh, 11. This is very interesting, actually. So, let's see. Let me get my notes. At age 12, they become a deacon of the church. At age 12. At age 14, they become a priest of the church. And at age 18, they are an elder. Okay. Sure. I'll buy that when pigs fly. There is also a website called the Utah Lighthouse Ministry. And a woman named Sandra Tanner, who is an ex-Mormon, she exposes the sexual abuse in the Mormon church, which is kind of unheard of because she has what they call family lineage that is linked to Mormonism. And, you know, they have like the longest genealogy of people who... They have the longest genealogy of people who are descendants from scripture and blah, blah, blah. But we do know that in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 4, it says, do not give heed to endless genealogies. That is the work of the devil or Satan. Okay? I mean, they tell you about these religious groups and what they're going to do are already anticipated in the Bible. And we don't even pay attention. Endless genealogies. Go look up their genealogy. I don't know where to find it. Let's see. Maybe I can find it here. Let's see. Mormon. There we go. Free Mormon genealogy. Okay. They have endless database of family lineage. All right. But think about, go read, 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 4, okay? And then tell me about this genealogy. So that linking back doesn't matter because Jesus has given us the lineage to being God's descendants. And in that, we are like their adopted children. Our blood does not matter to God, right? We know that. The Bible does take account for these like family lineages in the Old Testament, right? But Now, if you want God to be your father, he is your father. If you don't want him to be your father, he is not your father. I mean, it's your choice. It's your choice. Truly your choice. Let's see. Also, in Galatians 1, verse 6 through 9, it warns you. Seek no other gospel. There's a warning about any other gospel. But on the front of the Book of Mormon, let's see if we can get a picture here. Let's grab a picture of the Book of Mormon. Let's see if it'll pop up here. Let's see. What does it say on the front? What does it say? Let me zoom in. Let me zoom in. Let's see. Another Testament of Jesus Christ. So look at that. They hide things in plain sight. The Bible tells us to seek no other gospel. But this is another gospel. They also have, or I've seen pictures of, they have a pentagram on the front of their churches, right? All right. Let's go back to where we were. Let's get back to it. Okay. They are also known for having satanic rituals and a pentagram on the front of their buildings. They baptize their dead. Let's see. Yeah, baptisms for the dead. Mormon newsroom. Okay, well, we know that once someone is dead, according to Ecclesiastes, the dead know of nothing. They are in this place called Sheol, awaiting the second coming. They are in a state of sleep until Jesus' return. So, if that is true, what is the point of baptizing them? You're not doing, their spirit is sleeping. They cannot be born again, or, you know, they cannot be baptized in water, for one, because it doesn't do anything. So, you're just doing rituals, right? That's Ecclesiastes 9, verse 5. Matthew 23:15 talks about the sending out of the young, of whom you are condemning to hell, and their punishment will be twice that of yours. Who are they talking about there? Yeah. So, they also tell you to pray over the books that you feel and if you feel anything, that's a sign, right? So, yeah, so you're going to pray over the Bible, and that's how you know that is a sign that it's true, because you'll feel something within you, right? Matthew 16, verse 4. The wicked seek out a sign, but none will be given. Also, how do you know that sign's from God? We know that Satan can touch us. Satan's coming for us more than God is coming for us, right? Let's see. You have a mandatory 10% of tithing. Although 2 Corinthians, and this is for any church or religious group that says that you need to pay 10%. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, give as you decide, not of compulsion. You know, we don't even know where the money's even going. That church has so much money. They're making these elaborate temples. It's ridiculous. So, I mean, at this point, it's of compulsion. They don't need any more money. And these are like rich Caucasian people from the Midwest. They have money. And this church is getting 10% of everybody's. Also, God lives on a planet called Kolob. Joseph Smith was killed in a shootout. Let's see. Did I tell you anything about Joseph Smith? This is things you don't hear about, which is interesting. It's interesting they don't share all this. Yeah, share the gospel. Uh-huh. Refer a friend. Oh, missionary broadcast. Okay, where was I? Let's see. People lived on the moon and on the sun. Each person gets their own planet. God used to be like us, and one day we're striving to be like him. If we do everything we're supposed to do, we're going to get our own planet. So there's a lot of religions now that are striving to be that of God. What does it say in Where was I? Isaiah 14, verse 14. It's Lucifer who's trying to be like the Most High. God is the Most High, and Lucifer is the one who attempts to be like the Most High. We should be praising God, not seeking to be higher or as high as God. So we know that that is false gospel, right? All right. Let's just look at some images here. Oh, look at these guys. This guy. It's actually really funny. I've seen some of these videos. They're actually hilarious to me. All right. Look at these people. Ugh. Anyway, they do repetitious chants in private. Repetition is a sign of hypnosis. They do not do chants that are biblically based either. And the Bible doesn't say to do anything that is a chant or anything, any kind of repetitious anything. You say it. Jesus said the way you pray, you get to the point. He gave us an example. It's very similar to that, the prayer that the Catholics use, you know, the St. Francis prayer. And then you get on with it, and then you get to your point, okay? That was an example of it. That's not just the only way to pray, but that was an example of it. It is not any kind of repetitious anything. Okay, so John Smith carried a 200-pound plate under his arm while he was running and fighting off people who were trying to get these plates from him. 200 pounds. You know how much 200 pounds is? And Joseph Smith looks like a little dainty thing. If you've seen a picture of Joseph Smith, let's see if I can pull up a picture of him. He looks like the daintiest little man. I mean, he doesn't look like he has any kind of strength. I mean, I probably have more strength than this guy. There he is. Look at him. Look at him. You think this guy carried 200 pounds? This little guy? Look at him. He's a... looks like a skinny dweeb. The first photograph of... I mean, he's a tiny little... You know, I mean, maybe he looks a little tall, but he's just a skinny little scrawny thing, you know? He doesn't look like he has any kind of extra strength to be able to carry 200 pounds under his arm as he's running 3 miles and fighting people off. Get out of here. Get out of here. Blonde, blue-eyed devil right there. All right. Let's go here. Let's see what else. All right. Okay, so he says that in 1820, he saw God, and God is of flesh and bones. For real? Because 1 Corinthians 15, verse 50 says, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. It is impossible for God to be of flesh and bones if flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. All right. And it also says in John chapter 1, verse 18, no one has seen God. And the only way to see God is through death. You will not see God and still live to see God, to tell about it, okay? So if these people who think they are going to be of the Most High, I got news for you. I got news for you as to what happens to Satan, the one who believed that he was going to be of the Most High. Revelations 11, it speaks of these end time witnesses, right? They're describing two witnesses of the end times. Jehovah's Witnesses believe that, Mormons believe, if I've said Jehovah's Witnesses during this video, I apologize. I'll go back and try and fix that. But I take that back. I'm sorry. Mormons. This video is about Mormons. Sorry. Mormons believe that they are the end time witnesses. There will be two of their missionaries there to witness this. They also believe that women are made solely for birthing babies in this life and in the next. Oh, what a great life. And also, you had better not slight this man right here, Mr. Joseph Smith, because he is the only way you're getting into heaven. You need his permission to get into heaven. Wow, sounds like a God. He sounds like a God on this earth. I'm going to tell you what, when Judgment Day comes, Joseph Smith is not going anywhere. He will not set foot in that kingdom of heaven. That I can guarantee. I can guarantee that one, right? The Bible warns us about these religions that are pulling us away from the Bible and away from Jesus Christ. And they come, they're sneaky. The devil is not going to come in with pitchfork and